It's the kind of scenario that gives parents chills. One moment, kids are playing happily in Whaler's Cove. The next, there's panic as non-swimmers are tipped into the 50-degree water.
He said the difference between the happy laughter and the fear scream and just shocked you. I mean, one minute they're happy, and next minute everybody's yelling and hollering.
Jennifer Young lives in Sitka but hails from Angoon. A lot of her family lives there, including her grown son Jeff, a cook at the Angoon Senior Center, who called and described the events to her. Young says that Jeff and another adult ran down the beach and swam out to the boys.
One of the boys couldn't swim and was just panicking. That's all he kept yelling was, "I don't know how to swim." So my son swam out to these two young boys and was calming them down because they had the life jackets on. The one boy didn't know how to swim, was really afraid.
Jennifer Young works in the Injury Prevention Office of SEARCH, the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. Young says that when her son called to tell her about the rescue of the two boys, she was thrilled to hear that they were wearing life jackets at all. But Jeff added one important detail.
"And Mom, it'll make you very happy to know that on back of the vest, it said kids don't float."
SEARCH is a regional partner in Kids Don't Float, a joint program of the state and Coast Guard, now in its 10th year. According to the state section of Injury Prevention and Emergency Medical Services, the program has spent $300,000 on life vests at 450 locations around the state. The rescue of the two boys in Angoon are the 15th and 16th confirmed saves for Kids Don't Float. Joe McCullough, the education coordinator with the State Office of Boating Safety, says that among all the variables that can affect whether someone survives a capsize, wearing a life jacket is the most important.
"They panic, they don't know how to swim, they gasp for air. I mean, everything was just all haywire. But they were able to maintain their airway because they had a life jacket on. They throw the same two kids in the water without a life jacket on. Same thing happens. They gasp for air, they aspirate water, and they drown. And that's the difference."
McCullough says Alaska is rewriting the book on cold water survival, both through the Kids Don't Float Loner Life Jacket program and its companion online education curriculum, and through the efforts of partners like SEARCH and the Alaska Marine Safety Education Association. He believes upward of 50,000 school-age kids have had some cold water immersion training, and just having the knowledge of knowing what to expect, like a fire drill, increases their chances of survival. McCullough says he spent 20 years busting the myth that there's no point to wearing a life jacket in the cold waters of Alaska.
"There were a lot of dinosaurs, if you will, or urban myths that were getting perpetuated. The life jacket's only for body recovery."
McCullough says that roughly 9 out of 10 people who accidentally drown in the state aren't wearing life jackets. Jennifer Young says there was a boating safety training in Angoon recently, but she doesn't know if the boys or their families participated. Angoon has seen its share of tragedy. She's glad this story had a happy ending.
"Because when you lose one person, the whole community mourns. It was a good feeling. Good feeling to know that there wouldn't be sad families."
The Kids Don't Float Loner Life Jacket Board is located at the top of the floatplane dock in Angoon and in similar locations in most harbors in Alaska. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.